There he goes, 7:39 out into the district to talk to Congressman Bill Flores. Joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you again this week. And sorry we missed last week, but I was out of the country.
You were out of the country. Is there anything that you can tell us about where you were and what was going on?
Sure. I was in Lithuania and the Ukraine. Lithuania is a Baltic area country that used to be part of the former Soviet Union. And as we all know, Putin is trying to put the Soviet Union back together again. And so we were talking to the leadership in Lithuania to find ways to work more closely together to deal with the, with that propaganda and aggression that he's put forth in the area. And also to look at some of the great things they've done to become energy independent from Russia. We can talk about more of that later in this call. Then I was in the Ukraine. Putin has been much more aggressive. As we know, he's gone into Crimea and seized Crimea. And then his forces have occupied the eastern part of Ukraine, and he has tried to use energy as a weapon there. The Ukrainians have done a good job of becoming independent of Russian energy, and so we're talking to their leadership about ways we can work together better to continue to push back against Putin and his Russian aggression.
Well, and we've understood what happens when energy situations change here, and we're waiting for the oil industry to be able to make a comeback, and we've had to make some changes in the oil industry so they can be profitable at these kind of numbers. It's a whole different world for them, literally, over there, because they do have to be beholden to Russia. But tell me what you saw as far as maybe some unconventional uses that are making their energy more efficient or make the dollars go farther.
Well, one of the things that was really fascinating is in Lithuania in particular, they had Russia as a sole source of natural gas. And so finally in 2012, they made the decision that enough's enough. And so they came up with a unique way to import liquefied natural gas, or LNG. And so they went out and contracted with a company to build a special-purpose floating LNG regasification facility and storage vessel. And then they built this docking system. And so they get about 15 shipments of LNG each year from around the world, and that supplies virtually 100% of their natural gas, and they actually export some. And so we got to go tour that facility. It was really a smart way to do it. I was really impressed, and they did it in 3 years. I mean, you know, in the United States, it'd take 10 years to do an LNG project like that, and they turned it around really incredibly. In Ukraine, they did something different. In Ukraine, they used to get all their gas from Russia through a pipeline that runs east-west across the country. When Russia started to exercise their muscle to cut off gas supplies, the Ukrainians went out and bought gas from their western neighbors, Poland and other European countries, and then turned around the flow in the gas pipeline to run it back to the east to satisfy a big chunk of their natural gas needs. We still need to do more in Ukraine to help them become independent of Russia, but it was really remarkable to see how resourceful you get when people are trying to cut your heat off in the wintertime.
Well, and so is there a takeaway? Did you see something that can be used in the United States, even though we're not under that dire a situation?
Yes, I did. One of the things that points out is how important pipeline infrastructure is. What we're seeing in some states in the country, up in the Northeast in particular, is that some states like New York State are saying we don't want any pipelines, and therefore it means they don't want any natural gas flowing their way. And so there's going to be a hard winter sometime when schools are going to be cold and businesses are going to be shut down. And so it shows that we need to stay, we in the federal government need to stay focused on ways to get pipeline infrastructure done, because that was the thing that saved Ukraine, was to be able to turn around and use that existing pipeline that they have. If they hadn't had it, they'd have been in real trouble. The other thing that we need to look at, and we've done this in the House, is to try to accelerate the approval of LNG export permits so that we can help provide additional LNG from our producers over to Europe, and that'll free up more molecules to flow up north to the Baltic states. Latvia is another Baltic state that has some challenges. Latvia and Poland have some challenges when it comes to natural gas supply. So we need to try to make that gas available for them by having other gas going to Europe.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from inside the district. Now, kind of like to just get your generic observation. It would appear that early voting numbers have been strong in some areas. What do you think that seems to say? I didn't see any numbers on Brazos County, but I know in Houston they had bigger numbers, and I know they did in Austin and San Antonio as well. And then also we've seen pictures of what was going on in Florida. There's a lot of early voting. So what do you see that as an indicator?
Well, let me say this. I think overall, across the country, what it shows is that people are frustrated. They want to make a change. Now, I think the type of change you're looking for probably varies from state to state. I mean, I think in Texas, most of us are leaning toward the directions of the Republicans and Donald Trump at the top of the ticket. In Florida, it's really hard for me to know what's happening. But I will tell you this, in McLennan County, which is the only county in this district that has really reported its early voting numbers, on the first day of early voting on Monday, they had a number of voters that was equal to half the total of the early voting turnout in 2012 in the last presidential race. So, and based on the voters that we've seen there, it looks like they are tending to vote anti-Hillary. And it's hard to tell now. In Austin, it's hard to, I don't know. I haven't been able to get any sort of metrics in terms of what sorts of folks are turning out and from what parts of Travis County they're coming from.
Finally, before we talk again, we're about to get to November 1st, which is the Affordable Care Act marketplace opening again. The numbers did not seem to look very good, certainly double-digit increases. Give us your thoughts on that as November 1st approaches.
Well, I tell you, that Congress back in 2009, 2010, that was led by Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and with Barack Obama in the White House, put together probably the most perfectly crafted piece of flawed legislation in the history of mankind. I mean, if you think about what Obamacare was supposed to do, it was supposed to improve access and lower cost, and it did exactly the opposite. It's increased cost by huge numbers. Every year since it rolled out, it has reduced access to people. The president touts that 20 million people are covered. Most of those are covered under Medicaid, and I'm not aware of too many people that really like Medicaid's coverage, and I know that the healthcare providers don't like it. So, it's just another example of how you can't trust big government to do certain basic functions. You know, we all have to remember, roll our minds back 3 years ago and think about when the Obamacare website tried to come up, and it took longer to build that thing than it did to win World War II, and it cost about $2 billion to do it, which was like three times over budget. So the American people just need to remember that big government is not good at things like this, and they need to remember that when they go in the polling places over the course of the next few weeks.
From a factual standpoint, I mean, looking only at states on the federal exchange, the average increase is 25%. Congressman Bill Flores.
I think it's going to be worse than Texas, actually.
Well,
so we should get our Texas numbers pretty quick.
Holding our breath, but probably not going to be good news. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear our entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. We appreciate the call this morning.
Scott, it's great to visit with you. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military, and our first responders.
Thank you.